Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This
7:14. You know what that means? When you got Frank on the show, that means Joe and Cindy have showed up. Happy New Year, guys!
Hey, happy New Year to you.
Thank you.
Thank you. You too.
You guys started off the New Year with a big kiss on Facebook. Nice move, Joe.
Thank you. Yes, I try to set this bar real high this year.
And so you guys
I feel
are,
like that was mom's idea.
Was it?
Was it? Let's be honest.
Of course it was my idea.
Taking pictures. Yeah, mom takes pictures.
Mr. Social Media.
Well, and then you've talked about on the show before, Cindy, in particular, I know you mentioned that you guys have the 30-second rule that when you have to kiss once a day for 30 seconds. Was that a 30-second kiss or was that just a quick one for Facebook?
That was a quick one for Facebook.
Well, you owe Joe 30 seconds.
Every day, 30 seconds before we go to bed.
Okay, well, I'm going to up mine with Sarah in 2017 to 60 seconds. I feel like you guys are just,
wow.
It's not quite long enough. But anyway, this is getting weird.
Love
we
it.
Better keep rolling. The topic this week is how we, as a couple together, should embrace the new year. Have you guys thought through this at all yet?
Well, actually, you know, we have, and I was going to just ask real quickly, do either of you feel like in the new year or in any new year that you as a couple have purposely said, here's how we're going to embrace the new year? Have you ever done that?
Yes.
You did this?
Tell me how you've done it.
We went, well, this year, like on New Year's Eve, because this
your
is
second
our
one.
First, you know, or second, we sat down, we reflected on 2016 and talked about different areas where we want to improve in 2017. So like together as a couple.
Wow.
And then separately and things like that.
Hope Sarah's not listening. We didn't do that. We've just been running like mad people for the last couple of weeks and stuff. So we haven't done this yet, but perhaps you need to convince me that we need to do it. Have you done this a lot before?
Sure. Well, you know, every year we do set our goals. We do that usually in February. And because we like to kind of give it some thought through the month of January. But we really like the idea of trying to figure out kind of how to embrace together the new year. And I think because, you know, when we get married, we have those vows that say, for better, for worse, you know. But we don't always know what for better or worse is going to look like in the future. Well, we never know. So I'm going to give you just three quick stories or scenarios of how ones that kind of have stuck out in our mind that we've had to really embrace together each other as a couple. And the first one was when we were when Joey was born, a couple months after he was born, really embracing his diagnosis of being mentally challenged and cerebral palsy, seizures, and a number of other things. And really how we had to embrace that together. And that was a hard one. That was a challenge. And I guess what I'd want to say to listeners, like, you're going to have challenges that are difficult challenges. But then there's other ones, like when our girls went to college and when they got married, those were challenges that were fun, good challenges, but they were challenges nonetheless because they were changing our life too, just like Joey's diagnosis changed our life. And then just, you know, as we're getting older, we think to ourselves, like, how are we going to embrace the future when maybe we're not able to do certain things because our physical bodies are changing and our knees are hurting or different things? Like, how are we going to embrace that together? And I feel like it's really important to have some kind of a plan of how are you going to do that together and make it work. And so Joe's going to have a couple of thoughts on that. But yeah, so that's where we kind of want to go with this today. You know, what will we do to sort of, if you will, hold hands and move into that next step? Because life doesn't guarantee us that everything's going to be fun and cheerful.
Sure.
No, that's completely true. Joe, I mean,
absolutely. You know, the good news here, Brian, is that when the new year starts, the good news is that each year is an opportunity for us to have new beginnings and a fresh start. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the best way to predict your future is to create it. And that's only going to happen when we are really being proactive, being intentional about what we say and what we do for each other. And so as we start this year together, and that's the key word there is together, we want to talk about how can we be a blessing to each other. And you can be a blessing to each other by the things we say, the things we do for each other. And I know on Cindy's Facebook, she's going to have several illustrations of examples of ways that we can serve one another. But I think, you know, a topic that we've touched on in the past, I know Kathleen is, she was brought up this way to think in these terms as well, was, you know, this is a good time to begin to think in terms of legacy. You know, determine together what type of legacy do you want to leave, and then vector your way towards achieving that goal. And some of your listeners know what the word vector means, but vector, a very simple definition of vector is, it's momentum that has direction to it. And so what we're talking about is we need to be very intentional about being focused and then moving in a direction that will allow you someday to be able to look back with no regrets or very little regrets and say, I pursued the dream. I pursued the goals that God has set for me to do. And you do it with a lot of intentionality. And so I think that's one of the things that we need to be doing as a couple, is being very intentional and proactive. And that might mean for some folks, it might be a whole new world for them to actually start the day off or do during the day of talking nice to one another. But if that is the case, I would say it's time for a new normal to establish, you know, this year, set for yourself standards that are consistent or in alignment that will allow you to leave a legacy that will impact future generations for Christ. It's a great time to do it. Start now.
So then would you recommend that some of these goals as a couple, would they be kind of higher level, big goals, like you're saying, serve one another? Or is it time to get pragmatic and do something like, boy, it drives me crazy that you never take out the trash till it's overflowing. Could you this year change that?
Oh, yes. Nice.
Not that I've heard that before. Never heard that.
Well, you know, here's yes to both of those things.
Okay.
But then the other thing I think too, like what do, and Janelle talked about this a bit earlier about as a parent admitting when you failed. How about, you know, when we fall or fail or when we're really frustrated about something, how can we hold each other up? So let me just take a step back. So when we talk about back when Joey was diagnosed with his, you know, different things, you know, there were times when I was just beside myself and I couldn't believe, like, this is happening to us. You know, we didn't plan on this. And then Joe would be there to be the one to, if you will, talk sense into me and give me encouragement. And then there were times the opposite would happen. And I guess that's the kind of embracing that we'd like to see people doing, like helping each other through different things. Because I think sometimes we feel like we should experience that. But the thing is, we will. All of us will.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's 7:21, and we're Brian and Kathleen with us, Joe and Cindy Farini with My Marriage Matters. When we come back, we're going to continue this conversation about how couples can embrace the new year together. And I think they even have some ideas on how to start a conversation in your own relationship here coming up after this.
Thank you for supporting Moody Radio. And our thanks today to TSI Western Star for their financial support. Our community partners, combined with your faithful support, enable Moody Radio to continue on a daily basis. More information about TSI Western Star is available at our website, moodyradio.org/Cleveland.
If you're an alumnus of Moody Bible Institute, we've got a lot planned for you during Founders Week. Reunion dinners for the classes of 1967, 77, 92, and 2007. Special alumni tours, the annual alumni banquet, a message from Dr. Gary Chapman, the announcement of the Alumnus of the Year, the Moody Men's Choir 60th Anniversary, and so much more. It all starts on Monday, February 6th. Details at moodyalumni.org. That's moodyalumni.org.
Jesus and money. John Thornton, a CPA, studied everything Jesus said about money and wrote the book, Jesus's Terrible Financial Advice. Terrible in the sense that it is otherworldly, counterintuitive. But if you'll follow Jesus' shocking, upside-down financial advice, you'll have what money can't buy: purpose. Don't let the title fool you. Read Jesus's Terrible Financial Advice. More at moodypublishers.com.
This is a Love Language Minute with Dr. Gary Chapman. A listener writes, "My fiancé and I have been together for over 6 years, but this last year is like everything is falling apart. How can I have her see that while I am trying to meet her emotional needs, I'm getting nothing in return, which is crushing me?"
Well, you cannot make someone respond to you in a positive way. However, when you respond to them in a positive way, you create a positive atmosphere where you can make requests of them that they might respond to you. The fact that you've been together 6 years says to me that you've come down off the emotional high of being in love, and now you're trying to make the relationship work. That often happens in marriage, but it can certainly happen before you get married. I would say it's time to evaluate the relationship and ask, should this lead to marriage or should it not lead to marriage? It's a serious question. 6 years, you ought to be able to make a wise decision.
For more, go to startmarriageright.com.
Who says Christians can't have fun? It's Brian and Kathleen, live on WCRF.
/7:24, Joe and Cindy Farini with us. My Marriage Matters is their ministry. Been doing that on this radio station. It's a legacy segment for us, and we're so grateful they're hanging out with us today to talk about how we as couples in our marriages can embrace a new year together. And you guys have given some great tips on this. And I think one of the harder things, though, is for one spouse to try to start something new like this without feeling awkward. You know, let's sit down and have a conversation, honey. I'd like us to set goals this year. It might feel weird to do this. So how do you even start having this conversation?
Well, you know, here's something interesting. Kathleen had suggested, because she liked it, for us to go see the movie La La Land. And Brian, you probably wouldn't like it because it's a total musical theater
Except
production.
Except it's all based about jazz. And Brian yes. likes
it. Nice try.
It was, it was
still
wonderful.
Not going to pay for
great.
It.
Okay.
But
oh, yeah,
keep
jazz.
Going.
You like jazz.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
But one of the things that I thought was really interesting in that movie is how, you know, they did have some honest dialogue about each other's frustrations, but they didn't really seem to do anything to make their relationship go the distance. And then, of course, we don't want to spoil the movie for anybody who might want to see it. But it's just a matter of, wow, your decisions are going to make a big difference of where you wind up.
Yes.
And so that's that whole vectoring thing that Joe was talking about. And so I think, you know, it's a matter of being able to put your finger on the things that are a challenge. And maybe some listeners, they don't even know. None of us know what our challenges are going to be for the next year. But when they come, what are we going to do? And so, you know, are we going to be there for each other? Are we just going to bail out? Are we going to sit down and actually say, let's make some decisions together here that will better our relationship and better our marriage for the long haul? You know, not just taking date nights, which, yes, we think are really important, but really, how are we going to move forward in the hard things in life when we have decisions that we have to make that maybe there's no, you know, God didn't say this is right and this is wrong in this particular decision. You have a choice to make.
Yeah.
How are you going to do that together? I think it will look differently for each couple, but I think the idea is to be able to sit down and communicate and really have meaningful dialogue without getting mad at each other.
Yeah,
being
and
able
that's
to.
That's so key, Cindy, because I think if Sarah and I did this, I'd have to sit down and tell myself in advance, Brian, you will not get defensive.
Yeah, this mm-hmm. happened to Nathan mm-hmm. and I actually.
You're going to listen.
He shared with me what I need to improve on, and it took me a minute to like swallow mm-hmm. it down and be like, okay.
Well, actually,
that was pretty impressive.
But I'm perfect. I mean,
the reason I do that is because you.
Yeah, I was like, okay, I'm just going to take a bite of food and then say, thank you. I'll work on that.
Ooh,
yeah.
Okay. No, but that I think that could be some good advice. What, Joe, would you agree with that?
Well, definitely. I mean, I think this is where the guy needs to step up, and he needs to take the lead on this thing. And I think it would be unfortunate if the wife is the one that says, okay, now we're going to lay out a game plan for trying to be a blessing to each other. Mm-hmm. I think the guy needs to be the one to say, you know, honey, you know, God has just been, putting it upon my heart that we need to make 2017 a year of blessing for each of us. And, of course, you know, being a blessing, it comes through, it's a byproduct of our relationship with the Lord. And although that movie, The La La Land, was a fantastic movie, and I really loved that movie, the sadness about that movie was that there was no Jesus in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the reality is that what everybody's looking for is peace in their lives, and they're looking for blessings in their lives. And the reality is that blessing is what happens to you through knowing God and meditating on His Word. And as Christians, you know, the type of legacy that we're going to leave will be a byproduct of our ongoing relationship that we have with the Lord. And so I think, you know, our relationship must be a reflection. It needs to mirror who God is. And that ultimately really is what our marriage should be. When people see our marriage, when our children see our marriage, are they seeing a reflection of who God is? And that needs to be the goal. And you need to be very intentional about making that a reality. It doesn't just happen. You just can't wish that upon yourself. You have to be moving in that direction. So I think for us, I'm excited about 2017 because I know that, well, my desire is one to develop my intimacy with the Lord, but then I know that's going to overflow my developing an intimacy with my wife and my children as well, and grandchildren.
Great stuff. Yeah. Now, what's a good conversation starter for folks to use as they enter this week?
Well, let me just say, too, that on My Marriage Matters on Facebook, we're going to have Monday through Friday different things daily. At 9 o'clock, it will pop up. If anybody wants to come and like it, it'll pop up right on their post. But I want to give share ideas, conversation starters, encouragement. We might have some contests here and there, just little helps for our marriage. So today we're going to start with the first one, and here's your conversation starter, and that is, what one to three things can you do in your marriage that will help you to embrace the new year? What's going to help you to change your course from where you're at? That's your first conversation starter with your spouse.
That's great. And again, go to Facebook, search for My Marriage Matters, and you'll find them, and their new cover photo is them kissing even. So there's proof that it happened if you want to see it. And thanks again, you guys. And it's joefarini.com and cindyfarini.com. And I hope you guys have a blessed week, this first week of the new year, and we'll talk to you next week, okay?
Thank you so much.
Well.
Happy New Year.
Take care.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Bye-bye.